Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sienna. What can I do for you today?
Yes, hi. On May 1st, I actually responded to a pop-up ad that was for a Inspired Fitness and Inspired Body Tech. And they said, okay, all you have to do is pay the $6.97 for one bottle. And then I also got a second bottle that was for shipping of $5.97. Well, that was all fine and good, and I did receive it. But then you charged me on May 4th $109.94 and another $99.97. And I'm disputing these charges with the credit card company. So they told me that I need to talk to you first to try to figure out why you did that.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you with that. Can I start off by getting your zip code, please?
Sure. It's 08817.
Okay, you said 08817?
Yes.
Okay, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Teresa Battagliati.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address, please?
Sure. It's 33 Markham, that's M-A-R-K-H-A-M Road, and it's Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N, New Jersey.
Okay, so I do see the charges that you're speaking of. So, yes, you paid the $6.97 and the $5.97 to begin the trial, and it does state in the terms and conditions that it is a 7-day trial or 14-day trial where we ship out a 30-day supply to try the product to see if it's something that's going to work for you. And in the event that you don't that you decide a product is not for you or you don't wish to continue, it does state that you have to cancel within your trial period to avoid being billed for the product in which you paid the shipping handling on. So you did mention that you wanted to dispute this charge with your bank. So have you followed through with the dispute already?
Not yet, because they told me that I should explain to you that I never saw that.
Yes, ma'am. So it was in the terms and conditions that you agreed to after you finalized your order.
No, I didn't agree to anything. All I agreed to was that I would pay the shipping charges. I never, ever saw anything because it was like a pop-up thing. And before I knew it, I was already paying for two bottles of stuff. And I'm like, well, all right, that's okay. I could do that. But I never read anything. Believe me, I would have never did it if I read 109 and then 99. I can't afford that.
Okay, yes, they may have, the terms and conditions are probably overlooked, but give me 1 second while I review your account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for the account, for the $99.97 and $109.94, because you already have the products, I can get you a 35% discount for the products. You can keep using them, see if it's something that you want to like and see the results for.
Well, I didn't even open them yet, so I'll ship them back to you.
Well, we don't take refunds, so those products are yours to keep. So yes, I can get you a 35% refund for both of those products. I mean, not a refund, I'm sorry, a discount for both of those products.
That doesn't seem fair to me, honestly. I'm not happy with that. Yeah, I'm not happy with that. I may pursue this. If that's all you're willing to do, I'm going to pursue that with the credit card company. And even if it takes 90 days or whatever it takes, I'm going to get all my money back.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to talk to my supervisor. And also, if you do follow through with the dispute through the bank, once the bank begins their investigation, they do see that this is a valid charge because it is stated in the terms and conditions. The bank cannot issue you a full refund. They will only give you a temporary credit for the charge because it is valid. But I will talk to my supervisor and see if there's something that I can work out for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we talked to somebody in Islam, I don't know, 45 an hour ago, said they would send it back down to Tibbetan Falls. Yes. All right. Thank you.
Who is that, honey?
I'm going to pick Rebel's Pills up there in Islam.
Oh.
I said, we just talked to somebody.
I talked to somebody in Islam and somebody in Tibbetan Falls. Oy, oy, oy. I guess they only read what's on the computer screen and they don't really get the full information or whatever. Right?
Maybe I'll go get my prescription at CVS.
Oh, can you get me some Zyrtec? Because I'm like completely out of it.
Okay, so I've been talking to my supervisor. I did get permission for the 50% discount.
Okay, all right. I guess that's what I have to do. So
okay,
that would be fine.
So give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Right, so I guess how are they going to work that out?
Okay, and I'm just getting this changed in the system for you.
Okay.
Thank you. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, I have made them update the updates to your account. And let me give you the percentage in 1 second, the exact amount.
Okay.
Okay, so it'll be $49.99. The 99.7 will be $49.99. And then the $109.94 will be $54.98.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and I made those changes to your account, and I'm hoping you like the products.
Okay, thank you. Now, how do you, get it back to the bank or whatever?
How do I get what back to the bank?
You know, like to give me my credit.
This is we just agreed upon a discount for the products.
Right, so how do I get my, my refund back?
Okay, I just offered a 35% and a 50% discount for the products, and I didn't offer a refund.
Well, wait, that makes no sense. How do I get my money back? you already charged me, in other words, okay? And I need to cancel this. I don't want nothing to do with this anymore. I'm done.
Okay, so when I offered the 35% refund, you declined, and then I offered the 50%. I'm sorry. I offered the 35% discount, and you declined. Then I offered the 50% discount, and you said that I guess that's what I have to settle upon. So that's what I changed in the system for you. I gave you a 50% discount for both of the products, and then I read out that the $99.97 will then become the other amount, and then I read the $109.94 will then become the $54.98, and I said that's going to be updated in your account, so that's what you'll be paying for the two products.
Yeah, I get that, but you already charged me through my credit card. So how do I get my credit back?
Right, so if you wanted a refund, then you agreed upon the discount. So the discount is to keep the products, and you'll be charged that amount. So if you want a refund, then that's not a discount.
You don't understand what I'm saying, and I feel like I'm going in circles here, and I'm not...
Yes, I understand what you're saying. You want your money back for the items, although we just agreed upon a discount. So if you wanted the refund...
No, I just want, like, half of the money, whatever. You're offering me half, so how do I get the half of the money back?
No, ma'am, I didn't offer a 50% refund. I offered a 50% discount.
That makes no sense. You're talking, like, gibberish. You know what I'm saying? It's
a
gibberish.
Discount. I'm offering a 50% discount.
I need to speak to your supervisor, please. I don't mean to be rude, but I just had to put my dog down, and I'm not in a good place mentally. I need to speak to your supervisor, please.
Okay, I'm more than capable of helping you in this situation. So for the discount, the refund is you getting your money back, and then the discount is me you keeping the products, and you can still be charged for the products and continue the 30-day supply, and then the discount, instead of being charged for the $109.94 every month, you will then be charged for the...
I don't want to be charged every month for nothing. Do you understand that? I don't want your product, period.
Okay, I understand, but you agreed upon the discount, so you don't
I
want the
I didn't agree upon anything. I'm trying to talk to you that I don't want your garbage product. I didn't even start it. So I'd like to give it back to you and get my money.
Okay, so ma'am, if you wanted the refund, then you shouldn't have agreed upon the discount.
Well,
so
you didn't
I
say
do...
that in the beginning, young lady. All you
ma'am.
Told me was you were giving me a discount.
Yes, ma'am. So if I was giving you a discount, I'm taking money off. If I was offering you a refund, I would have said I'm offering you a 50% refund, not a 50%
discount. Well,
listen,
you're talking apples and oranges here. I want my money back. You can have your shitty product back. I want my money back. That's it, period. Okay? If you need to get a supervisor, get a supervisor.
Okay, give me one second, ma'am.
I couldn't make it any clearer.
I don't know, it's making the thing in my head pulse.
They'll keep sending it.
No, I don't want that. I don't want this junk. None of it. I didn't even open the bottles. I'll send it back. I don't want it. It's not going to work anyway. It's all a bunch of crap. Stupid crap, I don't even want this. I didn't even touch it. You can have it back with shipping time. I'm sorry I ever looked at their stupid end. I'm not looking at anything like that ever again. It's too much aggravation that I don't need right now. After not sleeping for 24 hours, I don't need this. I really don't.
Okay, so after talking to my supervisor, thank you for holding. I get you a 35% refund for both of the products.
I would, yeah, stop the thing. That's the main thing. Stop this program. I don't want it.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm
canceling your account now after I offered the discount. So do you want the 35% refund?
No, I want a 50% refund because I'm going to ship you your products back. I don't want them.
Okay, we don't accept returns for those products. Are yours to keep.
Then I want a 50% refund, all right? Because your thing basically is false advertising. And in, as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to have to contact, you're in California. I'll contact your state attorney general's office.
Okay, give me 1 second. Ma'am, I'm still here. I'm still talking to my supervisor. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Read this. I like it. That's true, right? That is the way they're supposed to be. You have boundless energy, you know. That is them. That's them in their prime, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was a while ago when I can watch videos on my old laptop one day. I'm gonna watch them.
Yeah, when we can.
When he used to run
and I'm still here. Just give me one brief moment. I'm going to also provide you with your cancellation number. And I've also refunded both of them back to your account. But give me 1 second.
Okay.
Maybe I'll take her to CVS. I'll get your Zyrtec and my
Okay. That'll help you remember. And don't get the generic. Just that.
Zyrtec 24
24 count. Like another,
24
yes. Yeah, maybe she'd like to take a ride. I think she probably would like to take a ride. Yeah. I think yesterday she was a little bit like, why is he going and I'm not? I'm trying. But maybe she understood.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's happy though. Right, say I'm happy to go for a ride.
All right, tell me bye.
Okay.
There you go. See you, Nana.
Come here. Okay, we'll see you. All right, Snorty.
Love you.
All right, honey. Love you, too. Mercy's coming. Let me out. I thought that was just too, like, unbelievable the way he went out there and he laid and he wanted to be in his backyard.
That was the middle of the night. He was laying in the grass.
Yeah. Yeah, he wanted to be in his backyard. And I picked him up and I go, oh, the ground's wet because it rained. I go, you have to come in. Oh.
Yeah, he was really dope.
And I'm still here. Just give me one more brief moment.
Okay, sure.
Been shot in Chicago so far this year. I was reading about one of them. His name is Tom.
Okay, so are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yes. Hold on 1 second. Let me just get to the end. Okay. Yes.
Okay, that number is C as in cat 78449.
Okay, good.
C
78449.
Yes, ma'am. And that'll the two charges will be back in your account in 3 to 4 business days. 3 to 5 business days. I'm sorry.
Yep. I do appreciate this.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you. And that means that the whole thing's canceled, though, right? I want to make sure.
Yes, ma'am. I already canceled your account. You will receive no further charges.
Okay. Thank you very much. You have a good day. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.